Time now for your letters. My essay last week on new guidelines for mammograms, I said that I'd been told by women that they were painful and humiliating tests. Most men, myself included, maybe even Daniel Craig included, would cringe to have a mammogram. Diane Grinnell of Heath, Massachusetts writes, "Although I like the main message of your comments, you do women who have never had a mammogram a disservice by possibly scaring them off by saying painful and humiliating. A mammogram may be slightly uncomfortable for a few seconds, but far easier than going to the dentist. So what is humiliating compared to any other medical test?" Elise Berry posted a note on our website to answer that. "I've seen four first cousins die of breast cancer, and that's not enough to make me submit to an experience that I'm sure is hard for any man to understand. Having one of your most tender body parts painfully wrenched and smashed between two cold pieces of a machine, then to hear that you need to undergo it a second time a week later because of something unclear, and then to wait in agony for results for a week or more while you wonder if your child will grow up motherless. It's an annual trauma, and I don't use that word lightly. Last week, as part of the StoryCorps National Day of Listening, my wife and I sat down with our daughter Elise to talk about the story of her adoption. Many listeners wrote in to say the segment struck a chord. Fred Lee of Greenwich, Connecticut writes, I was choking up while listening to Scott's interview with his daughter and reflecting on my own experience with my adopted daughter from Chile. Veronica will be 19 in a few days, and she's been such a blessing and one of the greatest gifts in my life. And Sarah McClary of Kettering, Ohio shares this, I'm also a daughter raised by a loving man with whom I share no direct biological connection. I always laugh when people tell me they never realized he isn't my real father, as if sharing DNA was the only true foundation for a loving relationship between parent and child. And our interview with Joe Bonamassa last week drew several responses like this from Rex Fowler of Denver. Wow! Thanks so much for interviewing Smokin' Joe Bonamassa, and thanks for letting him sing and play the whole number on air. It was very high quality, very enjoyable. I love the passion. Further on up the road. I'd like you to share your passion. Go to our website, npr.org, and click on Contact Us, where you can post your thoughts in the comments section on each story. You can also find me on Twitter, NPR Scott Simon, all one word, or tweet the rest of the Weekend Edition staff at NPR Weekend, all one word. And we're on Facebook, facebook.com/NPR Weekend. You got me laughing pretty, baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. You got me laughing pretty, baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. This is NPR News.